Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. And here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2018. Coming up on the podcast today, we'll talk about Mercedes trucks doubting Tesla's claims, and how about a drone coming to fill up your electric car if you run out of energy? But first of all, we'll start with the breaking news about air quality and what that means for EV adoption. Not just here in the UK. Now, in some ways, this story is very similar to how California started to impose strict emissions limits on car makers. Well, that forced them to make changes, which benefited everyone. Well, yesterday, in London's High Court, they told the UK government it must do more to tackle illegal levels of nitrogen dioxide pollution. Now, for the last 8 years, the UK has been in breach of legal limits on pollution, and twice now they've lost a court battle. Those we should thank are the environmental lawyers called Client Earth. Now, following previous defeats in court, the UK government had to promise to ban new petrol and diesel cars from 2040, favouring EVs and hybrids. Specifically, all new cars from 2040, they said, would have a degree of electrification. Very important, they're not banning the sale of petrol and diesel. That means hybrids would be acceptable, of course. Now, Mr. Justice Garnham, the judge, said the current plan by the UK government was, quote, seriously flawed, end quote. So what does that mean then? And what are the implications of this ruling? Well, it means the UK government are going to have to go further and faster in their plans to adopt electric vehicles. That could mean, for instance, bringing the date of the ban forward to, say, 2030. Or they could keep the 2040 ban and just push it further, maybe saying that all new cars had to be fully electric. Now, I think that's doubtful. However, there are strict limits which must be reached by 2021. So I think it's more likely the 45 local authorities are going to have to introduce some sort of emissions-free zones, like big cities like London are doing already, ultra-low emission zones that'll fine you or ban you from going into the heavily populated areas where pollution's at its worst. That will, of course, lead to more negative publicity for diesel, further hurting sales and inevitably increasing the adoption of electric vehicles, and particularly with commercial vehicles and with fleet owners. On the whole, I think this is good news, but policy does need to be clearer and more concrete. Diesel sales will continue to fall off the cliff edge that they're on, but people aren't moving to electric vehicles quick enough. They're moving over to petrol, for instance, or just not buying new cars, which means that an older fleet of diesels is staying on the road. Once government policy is clear, and they need to be really concrete about this, car makers can make the investments they need in electrified transport. On the whole, this is good, but they need to get their act together and get the message clear. Well, next, onto the world's biggest truck maker, Mercedes. And they've cast doubt on Tesla's plans for their semi-truck. Daimler plans to release their electric truck in 2021. It's going to be called the eActros, and it follows initial trials later this year in 2018. It's going to have a maximum range of 200 k's, or about 125 miles, and they'll be investing over 500 million euro a year, starting this year and every year. However, the claims of Tesla seem to have ruffled a few feathers. According to Bloomberg.com, the head of trucks, Martin Daum, is reported to have made comments yesterday to reporters, including this. He says, quote, "If Tesla really delivers on this promise, we'll obviously buy two trucks, one to take apart and one to test, because if that happens, something has passed us by. But for now, the same laws of physics apply in Germany as in California. But if Tesla do release a semi-truck next year in 2019 that hits all of the specs, there's going to be some very difficult conversations happening there because they don't think the tech exists to do it." Well, Apple, the world's largest company, is being affected by electric vehicles and the rush to buy them and make them, according to a report by Inverse.com. Apple are looking at buying cobalt direct from the source to ensure their devices aren't affected and the lithium-ion batteries inside your iPads and iPhones. Well, EVs use around 1,000 times as much cobalt as a mobile phone battery, but with 320 million EVs predicted to be on the road by 2040, Apple are looking ahead to secure their supplies. Well, 14 days today until the Geneva Motor Show starts. It's going to be 2 weeks today, two Thursdays' time. And SsangYong, yet another automaker showing off their electric wares. The eSIV, or eSIV, maybe, is going to be shown off. It's a zero-emission crossover SUV. I'm not exactly sure what a crossover SUV. Looks like a little mini Range Rover on the sketches they've released. eSIV, by the way, stands for Electronic Smart Interface Vehicle. And that hints towards what they're focusing on. next-gen tech, and autonomous driving. They have said they're looking at 188 brake horsepower motor, rated at 150 kilometres per hour top speed. They haven't released the battery size, but they are aiming for 50 minutes to charge it to 80% and a 450 kilometre range. So what do you reckon? I mean, the kind of ballpark that people are aiming for is 60, 70 kilowatt hour batteries and 100, 120 kilowatt onboard chargers for that kind of fast charging rate. Anything more would be a total bonus. Well, ChargePoint is looking to install more home chargers in the UK, and they say thanks to closer partnerships with car makers who already support their competitor, ChargeMaster. In the US, ChargePoint have a 70% market share, so they could bring some big competition to the UK market here. If they do deals with manufacturers, they could end up bundling chargers with new car purchases to make it as easy as possible to buy an EV, or as they say, frictionless. I think that's what they say. Bear in mind that Daimler and BMW are investors in ChargePoint, but both of those, along with other car makers, have strong relationships with ChargeMaster. Well, thus far in the UK, ChargePoint probably best known for their deal with InstaVolt, a company in Basingstoke, just outside London. They install 50 kilowatt DC fast chargers around 600 agreed. To put that in perspective, ChargeMaster has 6,000 charge points and 2,000 more to be planned to be added to the Polar network. You can read more at cleanenergynews.co.uk. And finally, you know we like to end with something sometimes a little more lighthearted, and this is the idea that if you run out of juice, you run out of energy, what's the best way to get recovered? Because you can't be towed. Some solutions have been suggested. One of those we heard a little while ago was in Montreal. It was on the podcast a few weeks back. Hyundai, I think, we're going to turn up with a donor vehicle, with an Ioniq, and charge your car for you from one car to the next. It's a bit of a flight of fancy. I don't think that's actually going to work. And talking of flights of fancy, what about this? How about a drone coming to charge up your car? Well, this drone is called The Volt, and the idea behind it is that you turn on your mobile phone app and you give it access to your location, and then the drone will fly to your empty car and deliver just enough electricity to top you up to get you where you need to go, and then it'll fly off again. Like I say, it's not a little drone that you see flying around taking some HD videos. This is a pretty big thing with a pretty big lithium-ion battery attached to it. This is taken from the TechE blog, by the way. I'm not sure it's going to work. I don't know the lithium-ion specs of this thing or how it would work or what connectors it's got. But look, if you can make it work, then fair enough. Whatever convinces people that if you run out of electricity, it's not the end of the world. I saw a conversation on Twitter yesterday from someone saying, look, electric cars are never going to take off because the batteries run out and then you get stranded in the middle of nowhere. And someone replied, when was the last time you ran out of petrol or diesel and got stranded? And this person hadn't replied yet. But the same principle applies. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Famous last words. I'm going to break down now I've said that. We would love to spread the word about electric cars. Please do share this with at least one person who you might even be able to think of right now. I'll share that with them, and they're interested in this. A reminder, listen to all of our previous podcasts on iTunes whilst you're there. Subscribe for free. Rate and review would mean a lot to me as well. You can download our brand new Amazon Echo skill as well, our briefing. And then you can say to your Echo device, play my flash briefings, and you'll get me talking at you. Just search EV News Daily, and that's one way that you can keep up to date with all of this news, has a flash briefing on your Amazon Echo device. We're on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful Thursday, and I'll catch you tomorrow for Friday's update.